With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Some Montana residents are cleaning up after a series of weekend thunderstorms that brought large hail, heavy rain, and strong winds that downed trees and power lines and damaged buildings and vehicles. The National Weather Service reports the worst damage happened Sunday north of Billings in Shepherd and Huntley, where hail up to 2 inches in diameter was reported. Residents reported damage to homes, outbuildings, vehicles, and windows. Golf ball-sized hail was reported in downtown Billings and the Big Timber and Warden areas on Sunday. Downed trees blocked roads in Missoula. Lightning is believed to have caused a fire in the attic of a Great Falls resident Sunday morning. And Helena reported a record of 0.99 inches of rain on Sunday, breaking the 20-year-old record of 0.90 inches. An appeals court has upheld a Montana law requiring nonprofit groups to register with the state as political committees if they run ads that refer to a candidate or ballot issue. A 3-judge panel of the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled today that Montana's campaign disclosure requirements are similar to those previously upheld in Washington State and Hawaii. The National Association of Gun Rights sued to strike down Montana's law. The group registered as a nonprofit education organization and said it wants to send mailers to voters about public officials who support the Second Amendment. The group argues it shouldn't have to register because it isn't expressly advocating for any candidate's election. The judges say that it's in the state's interest to apply disclosure requirements to such indirect communications that are meant to influence voters. The town of West Yellowstone is going to ask voters if they want to increase the local resort tax to help expand water and sewer capacity and pay for other infrastructure projects. The legislature passed a bill earlier this year allowing resort towns to increase their local option sales tax from 3% to 4% to fund specific projects. Town manager Dan Sobolski tells the Bozeman Daily Chronicle if voters approve the tax hike in November, it would raise an estimated $1.2 million annually. The money would be used to repay a $28 million bond used to finance a wastewater treatment facility, water storage tanks, new water and sewer lines, and reconstruction of streets and sidewalks. The tax would expire after the bond is repaid in 20 years. The practice of setting controlled blazes to lessen the impact of wildfires is not used in the American West as frequently as officials would like. A study this year in the journal Fire found prescribed fires on federal lands in the region have stayed level or fallen despite calls for more. Fires across Montana received a fair helping of rain over the weekend, giving firefighters a hand. Evacuations were lifted for the Horsefly Fire 13 miles east of Lincoln over the weekend. That fire was estimated at 50% contained and spanning 1,350 acres on Sunday. The 429-acre Beesco Fire north-northeast of Missoula saw no growth over the weekend. More than 400 structures in Grant Creek have been assessed for threats from the Beesco. Today, firefighters are measuring the intensity around the fire's perimeter and improving fuel break areas. Firefighters were temporarily relocated to a nearby school to take cover from harsh weather yesterday. The Snow Creek Fire in the Bob Marshall Wilderness northeast of Condon slowed down over the weekend due to lower temperatures and a good amount of rain. Between 6 and 8 tenths of an inch of rain dropped over the spread of the lightning-caused fire. The Snow Creek Fire has been burning since August 2nd and is now just over 1,800 acres. Fire behavior is expected to pick back up over the next few days of warmer, drier weather. The Snow Creek Fire is currently not threatening any structures.
With Montana News, I'm Cassidy Alexander. Health officials proposed requiring districts to create plans for how they would make Montana school buildings airtight. The Billings Gazette reported Monday that the State Department of Health and Human Services rule for sealing school buildings from the outside air aims to protect against wildfire smoke and other air hazards. The proposal also includes requirements for schools to regularly inspect air systems and to test for water for lead. Education groups are critical of the proposed rules, saying the process was rushed and the department should clarify its expectations. The department says several school groups had the chance to weigh in, adding it has considered the economic impact of the rules. I'm Cassidy Alexander, Montana Public Radio.